Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of FanDuel TV. That was a wild night, huh? I gotta tell you, people were surprisingly, either they weren't watching, I'm not sure. They were surprisingly calm at the end of that game. In my mentions. I saw
something very different.
Well, then, okay, then let's have it out. Because I didn't check social media till this morning.
I was going to vote they weren't watching.
Okay, because
because it was an hour later.
Yeah.
Start hour 10.
I saw that and I went, oh, that's not going to be fun. I'm not even going to. Because if I look at my mentions, I'm going to be up all night. Because they're a 36-7 now team. And I said, if I take a look at social media, I'll be up until 1 a.m. I'm not doing that. Good night. And it was hard. Oh, my God, was it hard. And then I looked, they go, hey, there's nothing here. Okay, that's fine. I looked this morning.
I saw people calling the most clutch player in the league, Darius Garland, which is what he's been this year statistically. I saw people calling him a choke,
now,
a total choker.
Was that Cavs fans?
Yeah.
Or maybe gamblers, I don't know. A lot of the NBA, you know, message board guys, the blog writers.
Well,
because let me ask you, with
the bloggers.
Oh yeah, I mean these guys that you know write for the Celtics or just they're random guys that I just try to follow their fandom.
Okay,
and they definitely thought that your team was a choke artist team last night,
even though the Houston team choked first because they went 7 minutes without a score, and then you had this wild sequence. You had. You know, wild reliance on needing the officials.
Yeah, they gave up 19 in a row, right?
Yeah. And we didn't get the push-off, which clearly was extracurricular, you know, after the Sengun, who was just throwing people around all night. I mean, that was one of the things you knew coming into this game without Evan Mobley. It was going to be really up to Jared Allen.
Except
for those same people who were saying that Jared Allen flopped.
At the end of the game, they had that 19-0 run, and I go, I really, really, really wish they. I'm surprised you were seeing it the way you saw it from people. I thought I really wish they didn't do that because then I could have went, okay, you didn't have Evan Mobley, and you have a calf injury there that's lingering a little bit. Wouldn't you say? It's been three games, right?
Yeah, we didn't know he'd miss a little bit. We didn't even know he'd miss three games. We just thought it was like going to be a game time decision each game.
So he was already out yesterday afternoon for last night's game. And I thought, well, you got out-rebounded. This is a game you needed Evan Mobley, or we would have missed Evan Mobley, and that's it. No, I can't say that because he had a chance to hit three free throws, and he missed two of them. And then I thought, well, if they were just regular free throws, he would have hit them. But since he was out there all by himself. See, that's what I don't understand about it. It's supposed to take the pressure off. It just puts
it
more pressure
more.
On you.
Yeah.
Because you're the other one standing out there.
You should be able to say, no, I want guys out there. I've always thought that. Like
What a great idea.
I've rejected the flagrant free throws with nobody around. I don't want to be on an island. I'd like there to be as many people. In fact, I'd like people to come down from the stands and fill up that area around the key.
You can still count them as flagrant and still take your three. I just want guys lined up in the key. It's my choice. I want them lined up on each side. So line them up. Because I thought it was like, man, you're out there by yourself. This sucks.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be easier, and it's not. And who? James Naismith, what were you thinking?
I think Darius had missed, was it five free throws all year?
Well, it was five last night.
It was four all year.
Yes.
And then he missed five
last night.
Last night, and obviously the two where everybody's waiting to see. And then the Cavs got another shot because it was a flagrant.
Can I say, in the moment, I thought, I wish it wasn't a flagrant. I wish they were just standing in the line.
Yeah.
It would have. It made it feel so much more.
It was we're all on the same page here.
It was the $10,000 shot.
We are all on the same page here. You'd rather have it be normal basketball free throw situation because he's been the best. Honestly, has he been the best shooter in the NBA this year, Darius Garland?
Yeah, he's been great.
It was a trivia question yesterday.
Yeah. He's been great.
2 second trivia.
And I got bad news about that.
Uh oh.
He is now under 50 from the field and under 90 from the free throw line. Just like that.
Oh, there goes the question.
In fact, it cratered from the free throw line. He came in over 90% from the free throw line. And as I look right now, Darius, oh my, Kenny, it's down to 87. Those were key free throws he missed yesterday. Okay, so I asked you right before the show because I just wanted to get you thinking. These are the mind games we play with each other on the show. We do little mind games before the show. Sometimes we throw temper tantrums. Sometimes we do a little voodoo. Sometimes we just try to get things percolating. So I asked you, have you ever used the term choke? Because I never really hear you use
it. I have.
Like, I use the term choke with Ryan Day and the, even though it's a coach, but I use the term coach in the Michigan game. Choke in the Michigan game.
The game plan was the game plan, yeah.
Nick Anderson, famously missing 4 free throws against the Houston Rockets, game 1 of the 1995 NBA Finals. One of the all-time documented, quote, choke jobs, and it... I mean, he's been talking about mental illness his whole life. He's after that, it was a dramatic change. The Memphis basketball team, they played Kansas.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Derrick Rose missed free throws, and then Douglas Roberts.
That's a memory.
That
is a memory.
Yeah, I remember Mario Chalmers from that game.
Yes. Yeah, well, he made.
That's crazy.
He made so.
I don't remember the chokers.
Yeah.
History does not remember
them. Remember that game and Mario Hands in the Harlem Shake video.
Oh, that's right.
From Mario Chalmers.
That's right.
Yep.
Boy, the Harlem Shake. Do we need to bring it back?
No, we don't.
It's been long enough. Could it not come back?
No, we don't. We're moving on.
Everything comes back.
Not that. So tell me what more. It was fun for the time being.
So you had him buried. Darius Garland buried that 3-pointer with about a minute to go, and it was awesome. They went under the screen inexplicably. He was way out. That was a supersized NBA dagger 3, adding to the clutch resume of Darius, and then he has those free throws. Then he has on the closeout, and you had some controversy swirling. Both teams thought they were getting screwed down the stretch, but Easton landed in the area. I mean, the rules are pretty specific there.
It's the James Harden special. So what are you trying to tell me?
Did I
think it was a choke job?
I saw fans and the reason they said it was a choke job, because he's been so perfect this year. How else could you explain him missing those free throws?
I don't want to be mean-spirited about it, but I guess, yeah.
Well, can anybody choke? Anybody can choke at any time,
anybody
right?
can choke.
We've had... This year, there have been some choke jobs from Justin Tucker, the all-time great kicker in NFL history.
And you know what? He should be better than letting a radio show host in Cleveland make him choke.
That's right.
But you look back at Justin Tucker, I'm sure there's a time where Adam Vinatieri choked on a kick.
Does it mean you're a lesser player or anything like
technically,
that?
Technically, LeBron misses a shot against the Magic, right? Well, that was a choke.
You're talking the...
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
So you want me to try to do mental gymnastics and say it's not a choke?
I just want to know how you feel about it, because is it some nasty thing to say about a player?
Oh, it is a nasty thing to say. I mean, when you say it's a choke job, you're usually saying it in a nasty fashion. You're not going, hey, what a nice choke job.
Well,
like, no.
Do you think Darius would hit those if it's game 7, second round against the Knicks? Are you thinking he's going to hit the free throws now, or are you like, oh, God, he missed those free throws back in January?
It'll be in the back of my mind. It'll be in the back of my mind a little bit.
So now that's in there.
Yeah, but because you're a fan, you can't help but think.
And because it's Garland, who has not had great playoff runs, right?
No.
Who we've bet it all on that he's going to be better this playoff run, right? Well, last night in a game against the number 2 team in the West, I didn't feel as good about it.
Well, we've seen Donovan Mitchell have spectacular outings when they've needed it the most, dropping 50 on one leg. Like, no one would ever question. That guy has had, dating back 5 years, he has had all-time playoff moments where he is beyond it. Like, if he missed free throws down the stretch, you'd be like, that's an all-time fluke. Darius has been somebody in the playoffs who've been like, is the moment too big? Are the players too big? Is the moment too big?
And that was a big moment. Especially when they put you on the line by yourself.
Donovan also has been called out for chokeism in the past.
Which I think is silly because...
Well, Shaquille O'Neal was one of the people who said, I mean, he's the guy who really got it started.
I've just seen Donovan rise to the occasion so many times in the playoffs now. That doesn't mean he doesn't have bad games too, and that's tough when your team's relying on you. But he's had some of these huge, huge moments. And like last night, now they're 36-7, so we're done. Are we officially done with any of the chasing history, any of that stuff? Because they would have to go... They could only lose, first of all, to set the all-time NBA record, they could only lose once the rest of the year. That's not happening.
Well, that'll be amazing.
To tie Golden State in 2016, did Steph Curry choke? Did Draymond Green choke? Did Klay Thompson choke?
Hell yeah.
But I don't like that either because then it's like takes away from our accomplishment. Like we only won because the other team choked it.
You made him choke. Your specter was too big. You made him choke. The pot of beating you, LeBron, the whole thing, you made him choke.
It's
not a bad thing.
We are done with the chasing any of the... So this is why I wonder this, because Owen has been big on, hey, like, not wake me up in the playoffs, because you've been having fun. You've obviously been dialed into all these games.
I've had less whoop it up type of moments, because Eastern Conference Finals are bust for me.
Mm-hmm.
So none of this really matters. And it's kind of helped to get to the point of like, okay, now it really, really doesn't matter.
Here's Donovan yesterday about moving on from the two misses.
I'd rather it now than in June. That's how I tell him. Do it now. And all the mistakes happen now, and we're fine. Like, he's fine. He's going to, you know, be hard on himself as we all would be, you know, and that's why he's so great at what he does. But I told him, look, at the end of the day, we wouldn't have been able to get to those free throws if you didn't do what you did. So he's been great all year, great in the fourth all year. It happens.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you want to hear from Donovan.
I guess you're trying to make me be too nice about it and say it wasn't a choke job, and then I think you were to try to make me go, this is where I'm in my own head with you. I think you would go, okay, Ken, then what do you call a choke job?
Is it just a choke job when it happens
to other teams? Is that what you were going to tell me?
I feel like it's so harsh to sit there and complain about free throws from somebody who's taken his game to another level this year, who's been on it, who's been one of the best shooters in the NBA, and has helped guide them to a 36-7. I mean, I think we could open up the phone lines and say who's been the most important player in the Cavs this year, and we would get it'd be a three-way race.
Yesterday,
and then Atkinson, you'd throw in Atkinson, it'd be a four-way race.
Yeah, but yesterday I think you would have got that answer. Today, I think there's people out there that just wait for reasons to go bagging on Darius Garland. No one, it's the same thing with Ryan Day. Why is it so hard to say you're sorry to Ryan Day? Because people don't want to say they're sorry about anything, and they don't want to say that they're sorry about the things that they said about Ryan Day. You're waiting for a moment to bag on Darius Garland. You got your moment last night.
Yeah,
you had a chance to take that lead. You don't take the lead. You were put in a perfect position, even though you're left out there on an island because no one's around you in a tight moment. Again, it's supposed to be in your favor. It's a flagrant foul, but either way, that's me making excuses, and you didn't get it done. So I got to call it what it is. As much as I don't want to call it what it is, I want to say it in the nicest way possible. Yeah, I guess I got to admit, even though Keith will put it out there, Ken says it's a choke job by Darius Garland, and then I'll get killed for the rest of the day.
That is how it goes.
I'm not trying to do that, but you got to call it what it is.
Mitch, are you going to label the segment Ken Carman says all-time choke job, Darius Garland last night? Are you going to title it that?
I might now.
You're going to get a stapler thrown through the window.
No one threw any staplers.
Believe me, Mitch, we'll have a trauma group meeting later.
I won't go. You know what, Ken? I won't go there. I won't go there with Darius. I believe in him. I do think he'll hit the free throws in the playoffs. He's totally changed. He's totally reversed course. And I don't know. How did you feel seeing his reaction? He smiled. I kind of like that. He wasn't down in the dumps like that would have been to me a sign of a, oh, God, I just choked. Oh, my God, I just cost my team the game. He kind of laughed, like, I can't believe I just...
That's regular season game, yeah.
Well, that's true. It is regular season, very
Darius,
different.
Darius, here is Darius.
That's my mentality. I'm on to the next one. But I never miss as many free throws ever in my life in the game, so I just brush it off my shoulders.
Can they hold the mics up closer to him?
Because
he's a soft-spoken fella.
Right,
he choked on the mic.
Well, every time...
would have been a choke job.
Every time we play, like, win or lose, it's... And I'm like, well, everybody else is...
Well, that was
loud. I can't hear him.
That was our bit with Evan Mobley. Have we checked in with Evan Mobley in a while? Evan Mobley last year was very, very meek.
No, no.
Very meek.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Meek Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
Meek Mob.
It's a meek team. We haven't noticed that this year.
No. Fine. Yeah, you got to call it what it is. I don't want to do that. Oh, God.
So what is the rest of the regular season now that they're not chasing history anymore?
It's still a great regular season.
They're not going to go 37-2 to tie Golden State.
Do we care about
State.
The Cavs record, the all-time Cavs wins
okay.
record?
What is it? 66
and
yeah.
whatever the rest of that is.
Yeah.
I think some people would love them to have
67 and one 16. Less loss.
Yeah.
I think some people would love to have a better record than the LeBron team because
yeah.
they could say, this team was better than a LeBron
course.
Team.
Of course. All right, never mind. Somebody said DG and Donovan for Ja.
Stop. Just stop. Hey, things are okay. Things are okay in Cavs land.
I guess I was wrong about the calmer heads prevailing here.